Like I said before, all caches usually have a logbook, and we just have one for you guys today, but we want to know that you were here, so you got to sign your name. Although somebody traded for the pen before. Yeah, so I got another pen in here now. And then what we do, oops, it went off sideways. Then the last thing you have to do when you're geocaching is you got to hide it again, don't you? Okay, how was that, guys?
Did you have fun? Treasure hunt.
Okay, and that you know, it's amazing. These things are all over St. Louis.
Yes, there's some down by Raven Park where we live.
Definitely. Okay, let me grab the GPSs.
See ya, honey.
Get active.
Can we have a snack?
We're going back to the van.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
Was it one of your caches that Mike Griffin got a ticket for illegally parking?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
really?
He came back.
He knew that he wasn't supposed to park.
Yeah.
I know about that whole story with the Brian's, but he told me his. Because I was at the luncheon when he says he gets out to the car. The cops got his jelly sitting right on top of his
car. The guy knew all about geocaching, so he's like, so now the guy knows who I am. Brody Bear.
There is a parking area near there that people can park
at. I'm out of here, guys. The lawn work is still to be done, so. I mowed last night, but I guess kill weeds today, so. See you later. Listen for yourself on the podcast. All right. It's about 1:30. I think I got everything I need here. Camera, all sorts of microphones and cords hanging off my shirt. So there you have it. Day at Tiger Days. Oh, man. My tire. Hot.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.